Log Talk Radio.
Charlie Z, pound for pound greatest. Greatest boxer of all time. Number one.
Everybody back on there. Your host today, the greatest boxer of all time, greatest boxer ever, best boxer in the world currently today, me. Hey, I've proven it. I've proven it 80 times, man. I mean, I've proven it more times than I have to. I mean, look, I continued destroying everybody. It was like, I proved everybody wrong a long time ago, man, years ago. Like, I just continued for myself because, you know, I'm best at what I do, you know what I'm saying? It's just a God-given talent. That's why I kept going. It's not, that's why I said, you know, like, I got a beautiful wife, you know, I'm undefeated. I beat everybody. Like, I'm whooping on heavyweight boxers. I'm beating Marines. Pretty soon I'm going to be making love to my beautiful wife, and I'm, you know, make some babies with her, you know what I mean? Now, that's what life is about, you know what I mean? It's about enjoying your own success. It's not about proving a bunch of, like, retards and delusional haters wrong that have already been proven wrong. Yeah, of course it feels good to prove them wrong, but they've been proven wrong thousands of times already, over and over and over. So now it's like, you know, enough. Enough is enough. You know, some are going to vanish and stop talking and just kill themselves or go, the haters. Like, some of them are just going to go sign up for a mental clinic and get the help they need, and some are just going to sit there on the computer and talk shit no matter what, you know, and so I don't give a shit. I don't read, like, the comments. Like, okay, when I beat the Marine, I beat his ass. Yeah, I read some comments, some good comments, but I don't know. I mean, how can there be a bad comment about that? Charlie Zelenov destroys a U.S. Marine. Who would have given me the chance? No, how many people predicted that I would beat a Marine one day? How many? I don't even think one. Literally, not even one. And I still did. There you go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I've been telling everybody for years, you know, when I evolve, when I peak, when I, you know, you people don't understand what you're witnessing. Yeah, sure, you can go ahead and dislike and leave all sorts of hate speech and say all kinds of disturbing shit about me that you want now. Karma's a bitch, and you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, now the haters know it. You know, now they know it. I mean, listen, when I beat Deontay Wilder, I hit him in the jaw, flush, you know, and he flew the fuck away. Thing is, in the beginning, all these mainstream clowns like TMZ and haters and all, they wanted me to think, you know, that they wanted me to, like, they all know I won, but they wanted me to think that I lost. That's why I told Sengback when I told Sengback, but then I was like, wait a minute, these people are fucking retarded. I beat this guy, man. He stepped over the ropes, he got in the ring, I hit him with a left hook. And he got TKO'd. Any referee would have waved that, man. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Klitschko Jennings, what the fuck was that, man? What the fuck? April 11, Charlie Zelenov beats U.S. Marine on a Saturday. Now that was the main fight. Not just of April, but this year. See, how many times have you seen me clinch? I stopped that Marine in 60 seconds. Like, I beat the shit out of him on video, proof of me beating the shit out of him. And then when he got turned off the camera, we continued throwing hands, and I hit him 2 times in the jaw with the jab, southpaw stance. I stopped him in the southpaw stance, hit him with the right jab in the jaw, and he quit. I hit him like really hard with the jab, like right in the jaw. This motherfucker took his gloves off. A U.S. Marine. I made a U.S. Marine quit. They teach them in boot camp to never quit, man. Hey, I made a Marine quit. Now that means I'm pretty fucking lethal, man. The most lethal, Charlie Villanoff, the greatest. So, yeah, it's like I beat so many boxers and so many MMA fighters and so many TV fighters that I destroyed. It's like, hell, you know, bring on the military, you know what I mean? Nothing against them, you know, but bring them on in boxing, you know, like one-on-one, you know, because they're stronger than any Marine or Navy SEAL. They're stronger than any mainstream boxer. That's like undeniable. So it's, you know, I stepped up in competition, and, you know, I reigned supreme yet again. No surprise for me. It may be a surprise to the, you know, crazy haters, but it ain't no surprise for me. I know what I'm capable of. And that's a greatness. And I know what I'm destined for. I'm destined great. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Everybody listening to this radio. Nobody has ever defeated. They know undefeated. And you cannot dispute the undisputed. And you cannot deny the undeniable. And you cannot beat the unbeatable. Charlie Villanoff, that is. Pound for pound. Number one. Of all time. It ain't not we. It's me, Charlie Z. Yeah, Mayweather Jr., Pacquiao, they're jokes. I knocked both of them out cold on the same night. They're way too small. All the guys I beat, Gonzalez, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, Joe Zavala. Even the U.S. Marine, you know, that guy was a big motherfucker. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? It didn't matter how big he was a Marine. I smashed him. That was the main headline, that he was, you know, a trained fucking, you know, they were trained to kill, you know what I mean? And I smashed him. I nearly killed him with that left hook in 017. Yeah, you know, guys like Fake Weather and Fagiel, they give boxing a bad name. But see, mainstream boxing is a fraud. Klitschko Jennings, I mean, come on. I've had some of my people watch that fight and contact me, and I saw some clips of that bullshit, and I was like, what the fuck? I knew he was, Klitschko was a joke. I knew he was a bum, but damn, I didn't know he was that terrible. This Jennings guy's fucking, I mean, I heard Wilder arguing with him on the radio, whatever. Wilder would knock Klitschko the fuck out, and Jennings, definitely, both of them. Wilder would be, both of, I beat Wilder. So imagine what I would do to Klitschko and Jennings. I would fucking hospitalize both these son of bitches on the same night. No, literally. I mean, and you people on the internet, you watch this stuff on HBO, and you consider these guys top level fucking fighters, man. You people need help, man. 12 rounds, the guy fucking clinching Klitschko, clinch. What the fuck? When I went up against, not just the Marine, when I went up against Derek the Giant, yeah, he tried to clinch me because he was getting his ass beat. Okay, wow, he clinched one time. Okay, so what? You know what I'm saying? This fucking retard, Vladimir Klitschko, he fucking, this is, it's like his fighting style. It's like he shouldn't even, he has no idea how to box properly. He has no skills. This is it. He's not built for boxing. He's an actor. Maybe he should go play basketball. He's tall. I don't know. He's not a good boxer. He cannot box. He's not a fucking champion. Club fighter, low-level club fighter, Vladimir Klitschko and his brother. Well, okay, Vladimir especially. Low-level club fighter at best. Tough man contest, yeah, okay. But top five, number one heavyweight in the world, get, oh, come on. You got to be fucking kidding me. I knocked out fucking Southsiders. I TKO'd a U.S. Marine. I beat Deontay Wilder. You know, I was able to experience me punching Deontay Wilder in the jaw. A much better heavyweight than Vladimir Klitschko, as much as I hate him competition-wise. Listen, that was the mega fight of boxing. Zona, Wilder was Zona. TKO the shit out of Wilder and shocked the fucking world and turned the world upside down that night. You know, yeah, but Klitschko, I mean, I'm not even hating on him anymore. I'm being honest. That guy cannot fight. Me and him in the same ring, yeah, it would be a bloodbath. They would take him to the fucking emergency room. They would put him on an IV. They would fucking, yeah, he'd be done, man. Motherfucker would have brain damage. You know, his faggot brother would bring him some flowers, man. I mean, it wouldn't look good for him, man. You know what I mean? Fucking fags. The bitch goes. My wife is Ukrainian, and she's a lot hotter than his slut, Hayden. Oh, my God, Daria is just, I mean, listen, come on, I don't even have to explain it. My wife is the best. You can't, just like there's no boxer that can compare to me, there's no woman that can compare to my wife. My wife, you know, she said she's going to listen to my radio. I love you, baby. See, so, yeah, it's in a little over a week, I'm going to see her. A little over a week. Yeah. We waited for such a long time. This time for sure, though. This time I'm not getting held back. And look, probation was never extended. I just didn't know. I just thought it was, I thought that the last visit meant the last day, and I was wrong. And I came there, they told me, no, like, you're done with your visits. You've completed your visit successfully. Congratulations on that part, but you're still officially on the computer. You're on probation. You can go to court, ask them to release you so you can go to Ukraine sooner. But the thing is, if you go to court, then they're going to have to reschedule you a court date. And it turns out you're going to be here longer than you want to be when you can just wait another 3 weeks. And then, well, on April 30, you get your passport. You wait a few days for your passport, and you're out of here. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm not. I'll just wait. And there you go. You know, 2 weeks flew by, and I got one more to go. And my wife is going to be in my arms, you know. Listen, I'm the best boxer in the world. I got a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, super hot wife, you know, former supermodel. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife was a supermodel. And I just, well, listen, a lot of women say they're models when they used to model, but that's not a big deal, being a regular model. My wife was a supermodel, okay? Hotter than any girl that's ever been on the cover of any Sports Illustrated magazine. Oh, come on, go look at my Facebook. You ain't got those. In the United States of America, even though I'm an American, you're not going to find a woman that beautiful. That's why I'm going to Ukraine. Because she's in Ukraine. So, I mean, that was well deserved. 80 wins or a loss is win. 11 victories with a broken finger. Come on, man. Charlie Zona rules this fucking game. Everything I've ever fucking said, I said, I'm the best. I'm good. I'm going to beat everybody. I beat TV fighters. I beat strong underground fighters, Southpaw, Sil, Gonzalez, you know, guys that actually came to fight, came to win. Not guys that, like clowns, like the Klitschko fights, or the Wilder fights, that just come to take, you know, a dive, basically. They just come, get their paycheck, their fake WWE paycheck, they get their ass kicked, and that's it. They don't even try. You know, guys like, I mean, my fights, like that EFC guy that I beat. See, he was a TV fighter, and I'm so glad I beat his ass. But the motherfucker, you know, I told him, you know, he saw my belt, and I'm like, we're going to fight for this right now, and I'm going to show you what a real champion is. I don't give a fuck about your national television, how many times you've been in the octagon, I don't care how many times you shook Dana White's hand. You're going to get fucked up by Charlie Zonoff right now. Let's do this. He said, let's go. He put his mouthpiece. The EFC guy, the bear hugged him, and I punched him in the head 10 times. Yeah, him, yeah. He saw the belt. He wanted that belt. That's why he was trying so bad. This guy was swinging his best fucking punches at me, man. I took his fucking, like, I hit him. I bombed on him. He started throwing at me. He landed a few the lucky punches, man, come on. And then I clock him and stun him, and this motherfucker just grabs on, And then I just go, bah, 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 just like rapid, just fucking lightning speed. I bet the motherfucker didn't know what was hitting him. He was probably confused, man. And when I was punching him, he was probably thinking, like, fuck, they don't hit this hard and fast on TV, man. Fuck, man. Who is this guy? He's probably thinking, he's like, oh, shit. He found out the hard way. This guy's the GOAT. Charlie's on. I go in, let me tell you something. See, that's why I'm so glad that I cut ties with this delusional, sick piece of shit, Frank Stair. He's a retard. He said he made me, meaning, like, he got me, like, the fight with Wilder. He didn't, whatever. I would have got that fight anyway. I talked to Wilder on his actual table. Okay, look. What about Chiesa Wall? What about that sleeved up heavyweight that I jabbed and he flew away? That was one of my best ones. What about the U.S. Marine, man? Yeah, who got that fight for me? I did. I got it myself. Yeah, Jesus Christ got me these fights, man. God put these opponents in front of me so I can be victorious because I'm God's chosen one, who you see. And let's see here. The EFC fighter from the television, right? Skank Stays says he has all these connects with these actors. Okay, well, he's a 185-pounder. Yeah, that guy would clearly beat the shit out of me with Impact. You know, I'd beat the shit out of him. I hit him in the head 10 times like he was fucking dumb. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there you go. I beat his ass for 10 belt. Right out for a minute after that, I go outside and gang banger, street thug, whatever, challenges me, and I smash him with one punch. Yeah, incredible. Yeah, I'm literally living the life of the GOAT, man. The GOAT in boxing, that is. Yeah, but see, the underground, it's so much harder to remain undisputed champion in the underground than it is in the fake stream. These guys in the fake stream, they're not champions. But it's not real. It's fake. It's staged. It's choreographed. But let's just say it was real. They only count, they fight once a year, they only count their fake TV bullshit. Me, undisputed, underground, UBF world champion, I beat everybody, you understand? I knocked out guys bare knuckle, teardrop, muscle head. I beat underground kickboxers, Alu, Xavier, Dijon. I beat mainstream kickboxers. Okay, Talon Sponge, it's not on my record. It could have been, but his fourth is still counted. But I punked him. He was on. He fought this clown, Alistair Overeem. And physically, I punched a K-1 fighter, Mansfield, 250-pound K-1 kickboxer. This guy would fucking mop the canvas with Klitschko. I hit this guy in the cheekbone one time. This guy quit, man. One headshot, the guy was done. He was 250, I'm 160, he was 90 pounds. He had 90 pounds on me, man. And I beat him at the gym, the same gym where I beat the shit out of the Marine. Yeah, man. Dude, that gym is legit, man. That gym, none of this wild card BS where you got these fucking retards, this fucking clown, Freddie Roach. He puts these fucking limited jokers like Gennady Golovkin, man. I fucking murdered that guy. They put headgear on, this fucking pussy, this Armenian pussy, what's his name? Vanus Martirosyan, man, I'd literally put that guy in the morgue, man, if I could have been one hook. Okay, he gets these clowns, he puts headgear on them, Pacquiao, all these jokers. Yeah, what kind of preparation is that? I don't even spar. I go into fights on short notice, and I just beat the shit. Okay, you saw my fight with the Marine? Well, what ounce gloves were we wearing? 8 ounces. Do we have headgear? No. We were going full out, 8 hours of gloves, no headgear. I stopped him. I beat his ass. I hit him with hooks. He, motherfucker, spaghetti legs, motherfucker. Come on, I punched him. He had spaghetti legs. So it's all on YouTube, man. The whole world's seen it. I mean, people who watch boxing, they all see it. The mainstream, these forums, box record, they feel stupid. They feel ridiculous. They have no credibility whatsoever. Every word they've ever written about me, said about me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But what credibility does it have now? You know what I'm saying? This fucking retard. Some black guy made a video, like, Charlie V. Deontay Wilder, and he was like, supporting, what's it called? Yeah, Wilder. You fucking retard. I smashed Wilder in the ring. I don't know what fight you've been watching, but disqualifications are not counted as wins, man. When I hit him in the ring, that was a TKO. Yeah, like, leaving the ring may not have looked good, but he was TKO'd, you know what I'm saying? I had a right to do whatever the fuck I wanted to do after that point, because his legs and his feet gave out, his arms, like, lifted up in the air. Okay, why was he unable to counter punch after that? Because he was done, man. He was out of his feet. Motherfucker was seeing stars, man, so. Yeah, but you see how many, like, I have a lot of fans that are black, and they support me. Instead of Wild, they're like Marvelous, Curtis. That motherfucker's like, the fuck, that Wildest skin color is black, and they're going, oh, yeah, we got a support brother, because we're black, too. No, man, that's all racism, man. No, they support Charlie Z because Charlie Z is the best boxer in the world. Charlie Z has much better hand speed and power than Mike Tyson ever had. Who cares if he's white? He's the best fighter that's ever lived. We're going to support him, regardless of the fucking skin color. You know, that's real. This whole racial stuff has to go, man. You know what I mean? Charlie's going out the best ever. Come on, I won 80 fights and I never lost, man. So what? So I got, hey, haters, so I got lucky 80 times? Come on. Yeah, you people need to stop kidding yourselves, man. You people live in a fantasy world. It's time to wake up. If that hook to that Marine's head when he did the spaghetti dance, if that didn't wake you up, then I do not know what will, honestly. Yeah, if that didn't wake you up, then I knew we put him to sleep. And now you get the idea how I do it, Darren Uncle, how I put all these motherfuckers to sleep. Telling you, man, and Gurney Boy, December 11th, man, 2012. I'll never forget that knockout. I'll tell my kids when my wife Daria gets pregnant, I'm going to tell. Well, if I have a son, if I have a daughter, I'm not going to tell her that. That's too violent. I would not want my daughter to even know about that fight. But if I have a son, when he gets older, I'm going to tell him. You know, yeah, man, I knocked the guy out so bad, but there you there. You're siren, man? Yeah, literally, fucking. Ambulance picked him up, man. No, I mean, I was, you know, for my freedom, safety, I got it. I was like, fuck. Like, I hope I didn't fucking, you know, put this guy in a goddamn coma or some shit. He was laying on the goddamn pavement, like, it was like, it was self-defense. It was self-defense, man. No matter what would have happened, it was, listen, he put his fist, he knuckled up. I was buying a bottle of water at the store. The guy came up to me, started challenging me to a fight. I knocked him out. Justifiable, honorable self-defense. That's it. Yeah, I punched Chuck Liddell. You know, I came up to him first. But yeah, that's because he's a fucking mainstream bitch. You know, he's just like, Chuck Liddell's more famous than Klitschko, man. And, you know, I came up to Chuck Liddell and I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, all your TV stuff is bullshit. I'm the best. I'm like, you should fight me, man. I'm like, he just picks up his hand. He's like, no, I'm good, man. I'm like, you're no good, motherfucker. Everybody's seeing it, man. Okay, I got proof of me snapping Derek the Giant's jaw. Deontay Wilder, the U.S. Marine. That U.S. Marine, my God, that guy would kill Chuck Liddell, man. I would murder Rampage Jackson. I would destroy that guy. I would definitely want to fight Rampage. Yeah, I'd show him, what a real champion is, man. I'd show that Rampage. I'd show him a real fucking Rampage, man. One hook to his fucking glass jaw, he's out of there. These TV fighters are no match for me. Like I said, the next opponent when I'm back from Ukraine is my wife, another U.S. Marine. Because that Marine that I beat, yeah, I already beat him easily. There's no point in me beating him again. That's pointless. That was just like the perfect victory. But he knows, I don't know. I mean, yeah, we don't like each other, obviously, but we're not like, you know, we're not like, enemies like me and Wilder, yeah. But the thing is, I don't know. I don't think he wants to fight again. If he does, he's going to get fucked up again. But he has phone numbers and contacts of a bunch of other Marines, other military people like Green Berets, Navy SEALs. Now, if I beat these guys on video, it's going to, you know, I already beat a Marine. I'm saying if I keep beating these guys on video, it's just going to look good, you know. It's going to look good for me. It's going to look great for me. It's going to look bad for the mainstream. The mainstream, it's a joke. You know, you people are done. All of you. like HBO show, Joke Time, Showtime, you people are dumb. It's Mayweather Jr., Gennady Golovkin suck. They fucking suck. They're not in my league. I beat them both in the same night. Vladimir Klitschko, like I said. The guy got clocked by Brandon Jennings. He was hugging, clenching him. You know what I'm saying? Hug and clench. I mean, if you were to, how come I don't clench or hug or none of that bullshit? Why? Because I have world-class ability that, you know, God gave me that God didn't give Klitschko. My hand speed, my power, my explosiveness, my ring generalship, my jab, my stellar headwork, my iron chin. He doesn't have that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why his fights, his fake fights, they're not only boring to watch, but they're disgusting to watch. It's like he's a joke. You put in a real fighter against him, this is it. He's gone. You kidding me? Corey Sanders is not. Okay, look, the guy's dead. I don't want, you know. Yeah, but he was a paid professional actor, just like all the Corey Sanders. I saw that. He embarrassed Klitschko. He knocked him the fuck out. He dropped him, like, I don't know, got him many times, 3, 4, 5 times, I don't know. Okay, but do you understand that Corey Sanders is not hitting nearly as hard as me? And he's not nearly as fast as me, and he was old, too. I'm 26. Dude, I would rush Klitschko, one connect on his jaw. He would be gone, man. Okay, did I connect on Wilder? Did I rush Deontay Wilder? Did I land on Deontay Wilder? Deontay Wilder is better than Klitschko. His wingspan is, like, what, 84 or 86? Dude, this motherfucker's arms are long as fuck. He's like a fucking, literally, his arms are like a monkey, dude, like fucking. No, I mean, what I'm trying to say is he was hard to reach. Like, not hard, but, like, you know, it wasn't. Okay, what I'm saying is I reached him easily. If I could reach Deontay Wilder's jaw, then that means I can reach Klitschko's jaw. And I connected on Wilder because I'm so fast. It was like, bam! And I got pretty long arms myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got 72-inch reach. But see, I'm 6 feet. I'm 160 pounds. I'm a big middleweight. And I punch harder than any heavyweight. And I'm faster than any lightweight. Therefore, I'm unbeatable. Yeah, I got way faster hands than Floyd Mayweather Jr. I'm more explosive, and I hit way harder than Mike Tyson. And I got a better jab than Lennox Lewis. Before Charlie's on off, greatest of all time, motherfuckers. Get it right. Oh, man, me and Lennox Lewis, man, now that's a fight. To this day, that I would, if he wants to come out of retirement, because I beat Deontay Wilder, and I saw him showing Wilder had a shadow box or some bullshit, and I'm thinking, like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, you shared the ring with the GOAT. What are you taking advice from this bum? This bum got beat by Oliver McCall, and he got knocked out cold by Haseem Rahman. Haseem Rahman? Are you kidding me, man? That motherfucker, he can't hold his own. He can't even, man, he can barely hold his fat up, man. That motherfucker's garbage, man. If I punched him, that dude would get knocked the fuck out clean, man. I'd be a U.S. Marine. Who the fuck is he? That U.S. Marine was in shape. That motherfucker told me he benches like 300-400 pounds, man, daily. Dude, that dude works out. He was a boxer. He was a Muay Thai fighter. And he was a Marine. And I beat his ass. And I fucking destroyed him. And it's on video. And you're going to Lennox Lewis, man? This motherfucker was talking all this shit and Mike Tyson, that he'd be my, he's a pugilist special, a pugilist, man. Did Lennox Lewis have something about specialists? Yeah, Lennox, you're right, man. You need a specialist, bro. You know, a psychiatrist, that kind of specialist. Seriously. These mainstream boxers are a joke, dude. All of them, man. They fucking suck. And okay, maybe there's some exceptions, like Gilles Duval, the EFC guy, you know. Okay, yeah, but even Dave, okay, what did Gilles Duval do? I beat him so easily. That guy couldn't even land a punch against me. What does that mean? That means his mainstream MMA experience? That means his mainstream? Well, that means exactly what I've been saying. Mainstream fighters, they're limited fighters. They're actors. They're not trained fighters. I'm the best. That's what it means. Yeah, like, I've beaten a lot of these guys. The K-1 guy punched him one time, he quit. You know, and he started bragging to me about money. He's like, yeah, you may have won the fight, but I got all this money. I got paid when I fought on TV. I'm like, okay, great, but I just fucking smashed you in front of like 80 or 90 or 100 people here at the gym. I'm like, okay, you have all this money. And then, no, because we were talking after the fight, and then I show him a picture of my wife. I'm like, you see that? See, she's my wife, you know, not yours. I'm like, me and you just fought. I'm like, you want to keep going? He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, yeah, that's right. So I thought. Do you understand what I'm trying? Do you people listening to this radio, do you understand what I'm trying to point out, what I'm trying to say? I'm above all these fucking TV guys, all of them. I'm number one. I'm the GOAT. You understand? I'm the greatest. Yeah, the mainstream didn't treat it the way it really is. But other people did. Like, you saw the video where they were putting my name on cups, and like, dude, you know how many people go to that store? There's like a fucking line. Like, you know, people like love to drink coffee and shit like that. Yeah. There's like 30, 40 people like in line drinking coffee. You know, on those coffee cups. They put my name, Charlie Z, number 1,000 pounds. And not just that guy that did it on video, another guy that worked there, he did it. He's like, Charlie Z, the champ. I won a fight. They updated my record on the cup. They're like, well, what's your record now, champ? I'm like, you know, I told him 35 now. I'm like, all right, 35 now, here you go. At fucking Burger Place, Johnny Rockets, and they gave me a free fucking drink. They're like, you're the champ. I'm like, no, I took out money. I wanted to pay for my drink. I'm like, they're like, no, man, you're the champ, man. It's all good, man. He's like, yeah, a burger, yeah, maybe a burger. You can pay for the burger, but not the drink. Man, he gets fucking Pepsi, Coke. You can get that free. Yeah, so, come on. Why am I getting those kind of privileges, man? Because of how good I am, how great I am in boxing. Yeah, so you haters are done. Like I said, go troll somebody else. Go troll, I don't know, man. Go troll fucking Tom Brady, man. That guy's a cheater, man. You know what I'm saying? The Gatriots, they're never going to win another Super Bowl. Yeah, like, I'm not that much of a football fan, but, like, you know, since in the NBA there's a lot of clowns that support paid professional actors, you know, I don't know, man, Justin. But I'm just saying, that, oh, yeah, NFL, Green Bay Packers, man. They're going to win it all next season. Yeah, if the Packers would have beaten the Seahawks, which they should have, you know, the Seahawks are a good-ass team, but the Patriots just got lucky, man. That team is fucking garbage, man. They haven't won in a while. Look, they were looking up other plays of other, yeah, they got caught, they're cheaters. And all their, they should get kicked out of the NFL. You can't. How can you fucking count their Super Bowls, man? These guys are literally looking up other strategies of other teams, man. They're clowns. The Gatriots. New England Gatriots, yeah. You guys, troll Justin Bieber, you know? The Justin Bieber, he has all this money, right? That guy looks like a fag, all right? He supports Floyd Mayweather, all right? I'd be the U.S. Marine that would kill Floyd Mayweather. I'd knock out Floyd Mayweather's dad. Has Justin Bieber ever gave me props? Yeah, this Justin Bieber guy now. He would brag about getting women and all this. Okay, my wife is a supermodel. Is Justin Bieber? Does he have a girl as hot as my wife, Daria? Hell no. So my wife, she thinks that Justin Bieber is a fucking homo, man. Me and my wife were clowning him. We were like, that he supports Mayweather. Yeah, what the hell? My wife loves me only, man. She's right. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, I don't care how much money these clowns have. I'm above all these motherfuckers because of my hands, man. Hey, nobody can put on hands like Charlie's on off, man. You fucking kidding me? 10 power punches in 1 second on video, man, on documented footage? See, it's a believe in, motherfuckers. Yeah, man. Come on, man. Yeah, go troll fucking, let's see. Now that Charlie Zelenoff exterminated you haters with that victory over the U.S. Marine, let's see, you haters can go troll, I don't know. Look, anybody but me. You can't, literally, you can, no, I'm not sure, you motherfuckers are annoying as fuck. You could troll somebody else, you know what I'm saying, but they're not going to, like, they may prove you wrong, too, but they're not going to prove you wrong to the point where I prove you wrong. I literally wiped you bitches out, man. I fucking destroyed you haters. I own you haters. Like, when you go on YouTube and you type in Charlie Zone off fights, like, man, like, all these victories, all these connected hooks, all these punches, man, it's like, it's incredible. It's like, you know, way back in the day when I was 17, 18, who would have thought, huh? Now you got that feeling. Who would have thought, huh? Well, now you know. Now you fucking know. Now you motherfuckers know, man. Charlie Zone off the greatest. Pound for pound best of all time, man. Yeah, so what goes around comes around, man. You know, it all came back on you motherfuckers, man. You motherfuckers talk shit. Oh, Deontay Wilder, man. Hey, man. I beat a U.S. Marine. Do you still want a rematch? You still want to fight? I don't think so, man. You're a clown, man. Sitting in the, what, third row, you know, watching a bump fight? A club fight? Klitschko and Jennings, man? Well, what are you going to get out, even if you beat Klitschko, dude? That guy sucks, man. You why not get revenge, try to get revenge on the guy that destroyed you in the ring, Charlie Zonoff. Yeah, getting a DQ is not, a DQ loss is not revenge. Deontay, you lose a third time, but this time, you get knocked out by the greatest of all time. You got no chin, Deontay. Real shit, man. You're not answering your phone. I hit this guy in the jaw wildly, I'm telling you. He has no... He ain't got no chance, man. He's fragile, man. He's fragile. I'm telling you, man. Dude, that was not that. Like, that was a hard punch. That was a great hook. But I could have hit him way harder. And if I hit him harder, he would have went to sleep. He would have been unconscious. His fucking camera team would have been like slapping him on the face, going, like, "Deontay, you okay? You're awake. You're alive, man." You know, yeah. If I hit him harder, I hit that Marine. And Wilder, maybe I hit the Marine harder. But, you know, not that much harder. Wilder was gone. Yeah, the Marine was gone too, but he was not TKO'd. He was, you know, he had spaghetti legs. He was stunned as fuck. You know, he was hurt. He was getting punched in the face. He was getting destroyed. I stopped him. Yeah, I stopped him. As soon as they turned off the video, I punched him again. As soon as he finally quit. But the thing is, he just, like, quit. He just, like, took off his gloves. He's like, "I'm done. Fuck this." But Wilder, when I punched Wilder in the jaw, he was literally, like, out of his feet. Like, no, yeah. I mean, it's on video. What the fuck? Oh, my God. That MMA guy that I beat, Jacob, that guy would kill Klitschko, man. That guy's a kickboxer anyway. He fights underground, man. He fights for pride. Yeah, that guy would murder Klitschko. I'd let Klitschko fight Jacob, man. Jacob would put him to sleep in the first round, man. Southpaw Silwood, man, that guy's so fast, he'd rush Klitschko, man. Man, Klitschko is a joke. Vladimir, you are a joke, dude. You have no idea how to box. Clinch hug. Listen, if he tried to do that to me, no fucking way. You saw the TV fighter that tried to bear hug me. What happened to him? Hey, 10 punches in the head. Lightning speed. He tries to clinch me. I'll push him off. I'll knock him out. Yeah, again, I beat Jill Zavala, U.S. Marine, Deontay Wilder. I beat guys that would beat Klitschko before. It's not the same anymore. If I beat Klitschko in the future one day, great. If not, hey, whatever. I beat better opponents. That's it. Look at that left, man. Look at that left. Look at that left. Pow! Spaghetti legs, man. I'm the greatest. So he's going off number one pound for pound. 80-0. 20 more wins. That's it. I'm going to have 100 wins. I can't wait. But yeah, my wife is my top priority. I love her. My wife, Daria, the best girl in the world. All 80 wins. All of them. Every single one. All 80 for my baby.